This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. لماذا? Why? لأنها لغة القرآن. Because it's the language of the noble Quran. Because it's the language of al-Islam. Because it's the language of the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We are currently going through the text دروس في الحديث والفك. Lessons in hadith and fiqh. MashaAllah, we've completed the 20 ahadith and also we've completed 6 lessons from the fiqh section, inshaAllah. We now move on to lesson number 7, Al-Hajj wal-Umratu, Hajj and Umrah. We know that Hajj is a pillar of Al-Islam, that if you are able, if you have the finances, then this is an obligation upon you one time in your life, inshaAllah. Excellent. And as for Umrah, then majority of the ulama are of the opinion that it is highly recommended, but not wajib. There are some ulama, like for example, the Hanbali scholars, they state that even Umrah, this is a matter which is wajib. Jamil. Al-Hajju wal-Umratu, the author states. And then he states, Al-Mawaqitu, the Mawaqit. So we have the time miqat, and we also have the place miqat, as we will discuss insha'Allah. So mawaqit is the plural of miqat, and this is like an indicator. It means a zone, something which is appointed. So if, for example, we are talking in terms of time, so the time zone, what are the times that you are allowed to make hajj, what are the times that you are allowed to make umrah, jayid. And then we'll also discuss the mawaqit makaniyya, jayid, that if you are intending Hajj or Umrah, then there are certain places you're not allowed to pass, except that you are in a state of ihram. You are in the state of ihram, insha'Allah. We will discuss bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The tafsil is the elaboration, the discussion, the greater explanation will be coming, the details will be coming, insha'Allah. The author states, hiya qisman, jayid, two classes, two categories, two types. One qism, one type, one category, one class. And then we have qismani, two categories, two divisions, insha'Allah. Number one, mawaqitu zamaniyya, that the time zones or the time indicators, jayid, wa hiya shawalun, the month of shawal, wa dhul qa'dati, the month of dhul qa'da, wa ashrum min dhil hijjati, and 10 days of dhul hijjah. So we have the month of Shawwal, then Dhul Qa'da, and then 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. It's during this time here you are allowed to begin your Hajj. You are allowed to begin your Hajj, insha'Allah. La tasihu shay'un min a'malil Hajj illa fiha. That the matters of Hajj, etc., you are not allowed to do them outside of this time here. Outside of this time. Jamil. We know, for example, the Hajj begins on the 8th. The 8th of Dhul Hijjah. 8th, you are in Mina, yes. And then the 9th is the big day of Hajj. This is the day of Arafah, Jameel. And then the 10th, this is the day of Eid. This is when you will pelt the big Jamarat, etc. And then you will try to make your Tawaf on this day, etc. That's the 10th. And then the 11th and the 12th, or if you want to stay extra, 11th, 12th and the 13th, then these days you are based in Mina, and it's the pelting of all three Jamarats that occurs during this period here, Jameel. جميل. So the author mentions once again مواقيت زمانية, the time zones, time limits, وهي شوال وذو القعدة وعشر من ذي الحجة, and the 10 days of ذو الحجة. لا يصح شيء, there's not allowed, not permissible, is not valid anything من أعمال الحج, of the acts of حج, إلا فيها, except during this time. So you need to enter your state of ihram, etc., during this period of time. أما العمرة, as for umrah, فتصح في كل وقت, فتصح في كل وقت. As for umrah, then it's allowed at all times. There's no specific time limit or zone when it comes to the matter of umrah. The author states, مواقيت مكانية, وهي الأماكن التي يحرم منها من أراد الحج والعمرة, that these are the places wherein the person who is intending Hajj or Umrah, this is where they enter the state of Ihram from. They're not allowed to pass this place except that they are in the state of Ihram. Again, وَهِيَا, and they are, الْأَمَاكِن, the places, مَكَان, أَمَاكِن is the plural, الَّتِي يُحْرِمُ, which from it you enter the state of Ihram. يُحْرِمُ enters the state of Ihram, that now you're in a state of Haram, certain things are Haram, you are in Ihram, certain things are Haram upon you. Putting on perfume and being intimate with your wife, etc., all these matters are haram upon you. In our salah, we begin with takbiratul ihram. Takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar. After that takbiratul ihram, there are many things which are haram upon me. I can't run and jog and watch television and play with my toys and games and all of these things and cycle. You can't do all of that. All of them's now haram in your salah until you make your salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Similarly, with regards to Hajj, you enter the state of Ihram, and now certain things are haram upon you. Jamil. وَهِيَ الْأَمَاكِنُ الَّتِي يُحْرِمُ مِنْهَا. You enter the state of Ihram from those places. Who? مَنْ أَرَادَ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ. The person who wants Hajj or Umrah. Jayid. So if somebody is a postman, somebody is a taxi driver, and they are going to Mecca, then technically they do not need to enter the state of Ihram. Why? Because they don't intend Hajj or Umrah. They are just going there to drop off somebody or to pick up something or to deliver something. Wahia, and these places, they are, number one, Dhul Hulayfati, outside Medina al-Munawwara. Outside Medina al-Munawwara. So the first one, Dhul Hulayfati, وَهُوَ مِقَاتُ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. It's the miqat of the people of Medina. أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ. وَهُوَ مِقَاتُ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. وَهُوَ مِقَاتُ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. وَهُوَ مِقَاتُ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. And it's the miqat of the people of Medina al-Munawwara. Number two. الْجُحْفَةُ. الْجُحْفَةُ. This place called Juhfa. وهي ميقات أهل الشام. وهي ميقات أهل الشام. It's the miqat of the people of Syria, Sham. Jayid. Sham also includes Palestine, etc., etc., Lebanon. Number three. يلملم. 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 The place يلملم. وهي ميقات أهل اليمن. It's the miqat for the people of Yemen. Number four, قرن المنازل. قرن المنازل. وهو ميقات أهل نجد. وهو ميقات أهل نجد. As for قرن المنازل, it's the miqat of the people of Najd. أهل نجد. Number five, ذات عرق. ذات عرق. وهي ميقات أهل العراق. It's the miqat of the people of Iraq. Again, وهي ميقات أهل العراق. وهي ميقات أهل العراق. وهي ميقات أهل العراق. جميل. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, هن لهن ولمن أتى عليهن. That these mawaqid, these miqats, etc., these places, they are for the people of that place. وَلِمَنْ أَتَى عَلَيْهِنَّ. And for those people who pass by that area, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ. For those who want Hajj or Umrah. So if you are from these places, or you are passing by these places, you're not allowed to pass them except that you are in the state of Ihram, if you are intending Hajj or Umrah. Again, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عليه وسلم: هن لهن ولمن أتى عليهن من غير أهلهن لمن أراد الحج والعمرة. Excellent. A. What it means is, this hadith means, هذه المواقيت لأهل البلاد المذكورة. That these مواقيت mentioned above, they are for the people of these places. وكذلك, and also, لمن مر بها, for the one who passed by, متجهاً, that he is heading towards, إلى مكة, towards Mecca. Why? لأداء الحج والعمرة, to perform حج or عمرة. Then they mention, أهل مكة يحرمون للحج من مكة. As for the people of Mecca, so we spoke about people from afar, but as for the people of Mecca, then they enter the state of Ihram from Mecca for their Hajj. So from their houses, etc., they don the Ihram and they enter the state of Ihram from their homes if they are intending Hajj. وَيُحْرِمُونَ لِلْعُمْرَةِ مِنْ أَدْنَى الْحِلِّ. As for Umrah, then they will go to the closest area outside of the Haram boundaries. Right? They will go to the أَدْنَى الْحِلِّ. So we have the Haram area and then the Hill area. The area outside of the Haram area is called the Hill. So the closest Hill area to them, they will go there and then they will enter the state of Ihram. Many people, for example, go to Masjid Aisha in Tan'im in Mecca. Right? That's one of the closest Hill areas. So they would go there and they will enter the state of Ihram there and then they will perform the Umrah, insha'Allah. That's specifically for the people of Mecca. Similarly, somebody from South Africa, somebody from England, he's gone to Mecca, he's staying there for maybe 2 months, and then one day he decides, you know what, I want to go and make an Umrah. Where will he go? He'll go to the closest area outside of the Haram region, Haram area, and the easiest one would be Tan'im, Masjid Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Excellent. So we've covered the mawaqid zamaniya and the mawaqid makaniya, that the time limits, the time zones, and also the places. Jamil, walhamdulillah, Jamil. Tamarin exercises, the author states, اذكر قسمي المواقيت. Make mention of the two types of مواقيت. Simple answer, number one, مواقيت زمانية. Number two, مواقيت مكانية. مكانية, مكان, place, plural of مكان. Excellent. Number two, ما المراد بالمواقيت الزمانية. What is meant by the مواقيت زمانية? What is meant? Well, what's that time period, right? The answer is, وهي شوال وذو القعدة وعشر من ذي الحجة. And then you can add on, ولا يصح شيء من أعمال الحج إلا فيها. And the acts of Hajj should be done within this time period here. Here we're not talking now about the days of Mina. So for example, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, if you want to stay extra, that's the pelting of the three Jamarats, etc. Obviously, that happens during that time there, inshallah. We're talking about entering the state of Ihram for your Hajj. Jamil. Excellent. Then the author continues and states, اذكر مواقيت المكانية الخمسة. Make mention of the five places, the five مواقيت مكانية. Simple answer, inshallah. Number one, ذو الحليفة. Number two, الجحفة. Number three, يلملم. Number four, قرن المنازل. Number five, ذات عرق. ذات عرق. ذات عرق. والحمد لله. جميل. Then the author states, لمن المواقيت الآتية. For who are the following مواقيت? You need to link them up, inshallah. Number one, he mentions, يلملم. 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 Your answer would be, لأهل اليمن. لأهل اليمن. It's for the people of Yemen. لأهل اليمن. لأهل اليمن. Number two, الجحفة. الجحفة. Our answer, لأهل الشام. لأهل الشام. For the people of Sham. For the people of Sham. Number three, ذات عرق. ذات عرق. ذات عرق. Our answer, لأهل العراق. لأهل العراق. لأهل العراق. Number four, قرن المنازل قرن المنازل قرن المنازل. أو جواب would be لأهل نجد لأهل نجد لأهل نجد لأهل نجد. جميل. Number five. ذو الحليفة ذو الحليفة ذو الحليفة. لأهل المدينة لأهل المدينة لأهل المدينة. For the people of Medina. For the people of Medina. والحمد لله. Excellent. Number six. من أين يحرم؟ From where enters the state of Ihram? Who? أهل مكة, the people of Mecca. للحج والعمرة. The people of Mecca, from where do they enter the state of Ihram? Our answer would be, أهل مكة يحرمون للحج. من مكة, they enter the state of Ihram for Hajj from Mecca. From Mecca. ويحرمون للعمرة من أدنى الحل. Again, أهل مكة يحرمون للحج من مكة ويحرمون للعمرة من أدنى الحل. The people of Mecca enter the state of Ihram for Hajj from Mecca, and they enter the state of Ihram from the closest area outside the Haram borders when it comes to the matter of Umrah. إن شاء الله. جميل. Number seven. هل للعمرة وقت محدد؟ هل للعمرة, is there for Umrah وقت محدد, a specific time for Umrah? The answer is no. أما العمرة فتصح في كل وقت. So we would say العمرة تصح في كل وقت. 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 Excellent. Question number 8. اشرح هذا الحديث. Explain this hadith. هن لهن ولمن أتى عليهن من غير أهلهن ممن أراد الحج والعمرة. Again. هن لهن. They are for those people of those places. ولمن أتى عليهن. And for those who pass by, come to these places. من غير أهلهن, from the people not of these places. لمن أراد الحج والعمرة, for those who intend Hajj and Umrah. So these places mentioned, they are the miqats for the people of those places, and they are the miqats for those people from other areas, but you are passing by these places and you are going to Mecca or Medina for Hajj or for Umrah, then you need to enter the state of Ihram. These places are the miqats for the people of the places and for people of other areas, but you are passing by these five places, then this place now becomes your miqat, and you are not allowed to pass this place except in the state of Ihram if you are intending to go to Mecca for Hajj or for Umrah, inshallah. Jameel. Exercise با. هات جمع الأسماء الآتية. Provide the plural for the following. ميقات مواقيت مواقيت ميقات مواقيت. Number two. عمل أعمال أعمال actions actions أعمال. مكان مكان أمكنة 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 is the plural. أمكنة. Excellent. Number two, هات المضارع والأمر من أحرم. أحرم, what is the مضارع? أحرم يحرم, أحرم يحرم, أحرم يحرم, أحرم يحرم. As for the أمر, إحرم, 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 إحرم. You are ordering somebody to enter the state of إحرام. إحرم. Excellent. والحمد لله. So يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, in this section here we covered the matter of the مواقيت زمانية and مواقيت مكانية, إنشاء الله. This lesson is a long lesson. We will cover the Umrah, we will cover the Hajj, we will cover the days of Hajj, إنشاء الله. والحمد لله. Until we meet again, بارك الله فيكم, حياكم الله.